USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A new hardline ruler in the Middle East, Ibrahim Raisi, elected president in Iran today. The 60-year-old chief justice sanctioned by the U.S. and EU for his human rights record. Russia wants to work with the U.S. in peace. That coming from Russian President Vladimir Putin this week following his meeting with President Biden. Putin says he and Biden don't see eye to eye on many issues, but there are areas where the two can work together. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan relays Biden's message to Putin on cyber attacks.
If these attacks continue, the president will have no choice but to take responsive measures against Russia, including in cyber. And he said that clearly and definitively to President Putin, and he said it publicly as well. He's mincing no words on what he's prepared to do as we go forward.
Sullivan also tells CBS News the Biden administration will use every tool available to defend U.S. interests from attacks. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Georgia removing what it calls obsolete and outdated voter files from its registration rolls. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announcing Friday that over 100,000 names will be removed from the list of registered voters. He says this will ensure the integrity of our elections. He says there is no legitimate reason to keep ineligible voters on the rolls. Some concerning news about the coronavirus. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying Friday on ABC the Delta variant could become the dominant strain in the U.S. soon. The strain first detected in India 8 months ago, now in more than 80 countries and 41 U.S. states. Walensky's solution, get vaccinated. President Biden Friday directing a message to those who have yet to be fully vaccinated.
If you have one shot, get the second shot as soon as you can so you're fully vaccinated. If you haven't gotten vaccinated yet, get vaccinated now. Now. Don't put it off. It's free. It's easy. It's convenient.
He adds, while the Delta variant is bad, it's not unbeatable. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Pippies, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
California allowing residents to get digital copies of their vaccine records. State health officials Friday launching a website where residents can download the digital copies. Governor Gavin Newsom says this is not a vaccine passport. Some new antiviral meds coming soon. Wendy King has more.
The Biden administration is going to spend more than $3 billion to advance development of antiviral pills for the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it will go to the antiviral program for pandemics.
And it aims to catalyze the development of new medicines to combat COVID-19 and, importantly, to prepare for other pandemic threats.
Fauci says vaccines remain the centerpiece of their arsenal. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A rental car shortage leading to scamming. Tim Berg has more.
Rental car availability is at an all-time low. Prices are also sky high. So if you suddenly see an available car at a cheap price, you might be dealing with scammers looking to cash in on the rental car shortage. Scammers are posing as rental car companies, setting up their own websites and advertising fake customer service phone numbers, all to convince travelers they're legit. Chris Brown is the executive editor of Automotive Rental News.
A fraudulent person involved in the scam says to take advantage of this really low rate, buy a prepaid gift card, let's say a Visa or Amex card, and then give me the PIN number.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.